Hello and welcome to your show. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani. Great to be back with you. I missed a couple days last week. I was on the orientation team for the 11 new men who are joining us here at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts. That is the first theology class, although one of them is a permanent deacon, so he gets a year cut out of his formation. He'll be with us in the second year class. It's a four-year program. So I'm glad to be back. Debbie, good to be with you. And today we're going to laugh a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Hopefully a lot. Yes, it's our Give Us Your Best Clean Joke Show. That's right. And jokes are already coming in throughout the morning. So that's fantastic. I'll read some of them or I'll deliver some of them. Hopefully Jerry will laugh and that'll be great. But we want to hear from you. So give us your best clean joke. Here's how it works. You just dial this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And you just share your joke first, and then it'll be fine. It's a clean joke, and then you'll be put on hold, and you'll get to deliver it. You'll get to absolutely make the world laugh today, and that's what we need because it's those feel-good hormones that are released, and that's a great way to start the week, Jerry, on a Monday.
It is. We look forward to you sharing with us your favorite clean joke. They got to be clean. They have to get past our call screener, who today is,
Matt.
Who is it? Matt. Okay, mm-hmm. Matt's screening calls today. And we have the rest of the show team in place. Michael is our producer. Rich is on social media. And we're just going to pretend that this is kind of like a Christian gathering. You don't have to be Catholic to call in, but just a family gathering. We're at a reunion or something. We're gathered around a table or a campfire or in the living room. And all of a sudden, clean jokes start to break out, and then it becomes your turn to share one. What would you share? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Okay, this came in from Tim, so I'll go first. Jerry, when is a door not a door?
When it's a window?
When it's a jar.
Nice job, Tim. Way to go, leading us off.
I know. Wasn't that great? Okay. And so this is getting sent in by our producer, Michael, because he loves to laugh. He's actually a comedian by trade. Says, scientists have recently found a way to weigh a rainbow. Turns out it's pretty light.
Thank you, Michael, for that contribution. What about you, Take Two family? We do this once a quarter because, as Debbie said, you know, laughter is good for us. It helps bring joy to the heart and joy to the soul. We have a lot of serious things going on in the world right now. We are not ignorant of those things, and our prayers go out every day for peace in the world, for civil unity in our country, and all of the other intentions that you might have, Take Two family. But we do kind of take a little bit of a break from that every now and then, like I said, once a quarter, open up the phone lines to your best clean joke. So join us here. The best time to call is always right now at the start of the show. We do tend to work through a lot of your jokes because it only takes a couple minutes usually to share one at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I have one, Debbie, for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
What do dentists call x-rays?
What?
Toothpicks.
I love that. That is so good. And Jerry, we could hear jokes from a previous joke show. That's fine. Because Jerry and I, we pretty much don't remember what we ate for dinner last night. So this is great. We could just have, you could just tell the same joke you told a couple months ago and we'll laugh again. You know why? We have brand new listeners every single time we do Take Two. So we just enjoy having the company. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Jerry said that and I agree because you're part of the family. So please dial in. Matt's waiting to hear your joke. He'll approve it. You'll be put on hold. You'll get to share it with the world. Okay? And just pretend like you're at the improv and they asked you to come up on stage and tell a joke. That's what it's like. And you're going to get the whole world laughing today, making everyone feel good on this beautiful Monday. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Michael's at the controls. Rich is on social media. You can post your joke there in the chats. We love the chats. Jerry, please wave to to all the chat groups. They are just going strong. And also, you could text your joke in. Yes, you can. That's a new feature. You can text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your joke, okay? Just know that message and data rates may apply.
All right. If you want to get in with your best clean joke, now is the time to do that. Debbie and I, we have plenty of them. Our producer, Michael, could contribute many of the clean jokes as well. We could spend the whole hour here of the program sharing ours, but we want to hear yours at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie, what do you call, here it is. What did the buffalo say when his son went to college?
What?
Bye, son.
Okay, I like that one. That's a really good one. Okay, Michael sent this one in. What did the shark say when he ate the clownfish?
Well, I'm seeing the answer on my screen, but you can tell everybody else.
This tastes a little funny. I love that. Don't look at the document if I'm going to give you another joke, Jerry.
Okay, well, I can't help. It's right in front of me here. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyway. We got to laugh. I love, with Jerry and I love to laugh. I share this all the time. When we used to travel for pre-COVID, when we used to travel for pledge drives all the time, Jerry and I would just laugh for hours at the silliest things. Right, Jerry?
Yeah. Well, we would. And we want you to give us a laugh today as well. Again, the number 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What did the ocean say to the other ocean?
What?
Nothing. It just waved.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay,
are
folks,
you reading,
put us out of our
put us out of our misery. Right? Yeah. Are you reading them, or did you memorize those?
I looked a bunch up online before
you
the
did.
Show.
You did, mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't. Can you memorize jokes? I don't think I have a single one in my head.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I can memorize some, but not like I used to. You, like you said, I don't even know what. Actually, I do know what I had for dinner last night. We had orientation for 2 weeks for the new guys. All the returning guys at the seminary showed up. We had a cookout. We had burgers and brats and hot dogs and potato salad and.
Oh, that's
all kinds
cool.
of good stuff. Yeah, that, my mouth is watering now.
Yeah.
What's your best clean joke? 833-288-3986. Please join us.
You'll turn to me and laugh about today.
Yeah, we want you to give us a little bit of a laugh, put a smile on not only our faces, but the Take Two family around the world with your best clean joke at 833-288-EWTN. We do this show once a quarter. It was suggested by, who was it, Debbie? It was
Jeff Burson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of our wonderful early producers and call screeners and social media geniuses here at EWTN.
Now he's in Italy.
Now he is
Sicily,
in Italy.
Yes. Sicily,
he's
to be precise.
He's probably listening right now. Okay, mm-hmm. That's okay, Jeff. You guys enjoy yourselves over there. That's fine. But yeah, we're going to get to your calls. I just have to tell you real quickly here, we always like to highlight the wonderful items in the EWTN religious catalog. And now you have an opportunity to grace every room of your home with a fragrant biblical oil candle. They are 12 ounces in a square glass container and beautifully adorned in gold or silver with sparkling gems in a variety of cross or crown designs. You can enhance your prayer time by lighting a candle and letting fragrances of hyssop, cassia, myrrh, cedar, frankincense, and more take you back to biblical times. And you can mix and match your favorite scents and designs and save when purchasing two or more. Visit EWTNRC.com to pick your favorites, and these would make great gifts as well. They're available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping, $75 or more for online orders in the continental U.S. Just use the code FREE when you check out.
Okay, we have full phone lines, so when a line becomes open, just jump on that open line and tell Matt your joke, and we'll just keep rolling throughout the rest of this broadcast, and we'll just be having a big smile on our faces, and our sides, our ribs are going to be hurting from laughing so hard, and that's a good feeling, and you're going to have a great rest of your Monday. So up first is Nick from Pittsburgh, Kansas on KOOJ. Hi, Nick. Give us your best clean joke.
Well, there was a an old guy that wandered into the church and told the good father there, this is kind of down in Mexico, and he says, he told him, he said, I need to go to confession. He said, I got a lot of things, and the father took him in, listened to his confession, and it went on and on and on, and evidently he was a thief by night. He couldn't help himself. Everything he seen, he had to have it. He stole it, and he took it, and he sold it, and whatever, and the good father said, oh, my son, he said, you've been a bad boy. He said, I think we need to make a novena. And the old guy said, well, you get the plans. I'll get the wood tonight.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's my goodness. Good. Nick, that's awesome. Don't you feel really good about yourself that you led the way for the whole Take Two family? You gave the first clean joke, and it was funny.
Yeah, that's good. I heard that from a priest when I was a young man, and I'm an old man now, so I've had that one for a long time.
Good. Well, we're glad you, glad you pulled that one out and shared it with us, Nick, today. Thank you. God bless you from Pittsburgh, Kansas. Call again anytime. Giovanna in Cleveland, listening on The Rock, is going to give us our next clean joke. Hi, Giovanna. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I listen to you guys all the time. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
So, okay, well, here goes. A woman got a call from a guy who was on the phone and was saying, I know everything that you do. I can see you. I know what you're doing every minute. I can see what you put on your computer, and I know all of your passwords. And she says to him, oh, thank heavens. I've been looking all over for those. Let me get pen and paper.
Oh, my, that's good.
That is really good.
Do you remember where you first heard that, Giovanna?
I know the feeling.
That's good.
Jerry wants to know where you got that joke.
I got that from my husband, believe it or not. I don't know where he got it from.
Aww.
But he knows I'm always losing my passwords, and so he says you'll appreciate this. So I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Oh, thank you. We're glad you did.
I don't think a week goes by when I don't lose a password or forget one or can't find it or something. So that was cute, Giovanna. Thank you so much. Bless you. Have a wonderful start to your week today. And thanks for calling
me
to Take Two.
You're welcome. Thank
you, too. You bet.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great Monday. Wow. Right. We're getting some. Okay, ready? We got another one that just came in. What do you call a fake noodle?
A fake noodle? I'll say I don't know.
An impasta.
You know, some people have too much time on their hands to be coming up with these jokes. They are funny, though.
That's our comedian, Michael, who's our producer. Yeah,
well,
he
Bill
should go back on stage. Go ahead.
Well, Bill is going to join us next in Buffalo. And Bill, I don't know if you were on or listening. I made the joke earlier. I said, what did the buffalo say to his son when he went to college? Bye, son. But anyway, Bill, I'm sure yours is a lot better than that. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good. So a man hadn't been to a confession in a really long time. So he decides he's going to make a good confession. He goes to the priest. He makes a good confession. And the priest is ready to give him his penance. So he says, I'd like to give you a penance of saying the Our Father a few times. And the man says, Father, it's been so long that I've been away from the church and everything. I hate to admit it, but I don't even remember how to pray the Our Father. So they give some different ideas back and forth. And finally, the priest says, well, is there anything that you remember, that a prayer that you could pray as a penance that I could give to you? And he says, well, Father, when I was a child, we used to pray the Angelus in school, and I still remember that. And I pray the Angelus for my penance. So the priest says, okay, that'll be your penance. So the man leaves the confessional. It's a quiet church. So he goes up to the front. He kneels down in front of the sanctuary, and he says, bong, bong, bong.
Oh, wow. I did not see that coming, Bill. I was wondering, this has got a classic conclusion to it. That was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
Could you do one other little quick thing for me, please? My sister, Therese, is actually in heart surgery right now for a bypass that she needs for all three. If you could just do like a little prayer for her, or people that are listening quietly, if they could just say a prayer that she has a good surgery and a good recovery, please.
For Therese, absolutely. We have her in the book. Jerry, why don't you say a quick prayer for Therese? Because Bill, it's on his heart to remember.
Yeah. Well, dear Lord, we just lift up Therese and all of the Take-Two family. We pray every day for every member of the Take-Two family and their extended families. They are all so dear and special to us. So please, Lord, just be with Therese. Give her a peace in her heart and give your blessing and your graces and your anointing to all of the medical team that will be taking care of her today in the surgery. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Okay, Bill, we got you covered in prayer. Tell Therese she's got a big family praying for her. Let us know how she did, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate the Global Catholic Radio Network and audience.
Absolutely.
Bless you, thank you. We appreciate you.
I do too. I live on prayer. I'm telling you, we're so lucky. We have this huge platform for people to come together in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, we do a couple prayer shows a month. Most of you know that, but anytime you have a prayer intention, it doesn't have to be on a day when we're doing the prayer show. You can email them to take2@ewtn.com. I love to get your prayer intentions at my email, seminaryjerry@gmail.com. A lot of you have emailed me recently, so anytime you need prayer, folks, the Take Two family is on it, so be assured of that. Okay, Debbie, we got a line open there that Bill was on.
That's right. So the number to dial, give us your best clean joke. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening to Take Two, we are live on this beautiful Monday, and we want to laugh. We want to start the week off with just a brightness and feeling good about the week, and we need your help. So give us your best clean joke at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
All right, let's go to Gabe, who's holding in Bloomington, Illinois, listening on Sirius Channel 130, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
So, good. So I've got two jokes. My first one is, why did the hippo cross the road?
Why?
It was the chicken's day off.
Well, Gabe, I was going to say something like to meet up with the chicken, to talk to the chicken or something like that. So I was sort of thinking along the same lines, but that was really good. Thank you. Go ahead. You got another one?
Yep. So what did the judge say when the skunk walked into the courtroom?
It's starting to smell bad in here.
Odor in the court.
I can remember that. I love that. Odor in the court. Oh, I love that, Gabe. You are so awesome. Do you like this joke show?
Yeah. It's probably one of my favorites.
Is it? Okay.
I usually listen at like 11 at night because I'm usually in my room at that point, but I just so happened to be in the car listening. Okay. And I was like, why not? I've got two.
Yeah, you have two great ones, actually. Thank you so much for being a loyal Take Two family member. You are so amazing, and thanks for making us laugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have a great day.
Yeah, be safe there wherever you're traveling, presumably with someone else at the wheel, hopefully. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Give us your best clean joke. The next one will come from Kathy, who is in North Carolina, listening also today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how
are
you
great.
Doing?
Good. I have the joke that says, what did the right eye say to the left eye?
What did the right ear? It sounds like a bus or something going by, Kathy. Are you outside?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Okay. So, what did the right eye say to the left eye? Was that your joke? The start of your joke?
Yes.
Okay. What? Debbie, you've had eye issues. Yeah,
I know.
This one.
I'm waiting to hear this one. This one I can definitely remember, Kathy. Go ahead. What did the right eye say to the left eye?
Between you and me, something smells.
That's
okay,
good.
That's a great one.
That's really good.
Kathy, that's so... I've actually heard that before, but I forgot it. That is so good, Kathy. Thank you so much. You sound like you're driving. Be safe, okay? And don't be laughing. You know what we need to do? We have to make sure no one laughs and drives off the road.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. We appreciate that. All right, Javier in San Antonio on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Javier, you got our next joke. Welcome.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Great.
Good. Speak as loudly as you can for us, please.
All righty. It's a short and sweet one. What was the only vegetable that Noah was afraid to take on the ark?
Only vegetable that Noah... Know. Okay, well, this is going
to
be a good
You'll
one.
You'll have what? To lighten the world, Javier.
A leek.
A leek, yeah. That would not have been good, to have a leak on the ark.
It would have been like the Titanic. That wouldn't have been good. Javier, that was awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day in San Antonio, Texas. Jerry, we're staying in Texas, going to Margaret next, who's going to tell us a joke from Dallas, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're great. Are you?
I'm very smiling today because of your show.
Oh, thank you.
Well, one time this man was walking around in New York City, just looking around, and he happened to be in the Jewish area, and he suffered a heart attack and fell down. So they were going through his stuff, and he had one of the I Am Catholic cards, call a priest, and they're going, we don't know where a priest would be. So they said, does anybody know any prayers that we could say, you know, till we find someone to comfort this man? And this one Jewish man was sitting there thinking, and he goes, oh, I think I know one. I used to live next door to a Catholic church, and I heard this all the time. So he leans down to the man to give him comfort, and he says, B12, 064.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Oh, that was good. Where'd you first hear that, Margaret?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so
much. Thank you. That was great.
Yeah,
oh, my
goodness.
Resonate
with a lot of people who go to their parish for
I've
bingo.
Always said we in the Catholic Church invented bingo. Okay, we're going to go to Mark in South Dakota on our friends on Real Presence Radio. Oh, this is golf jokes. I love this. Okay, Mark, take it away.
Okay, Father told this in Church Sunday. First, I want to thank you guys for helping grow my spirituality. You both, Jerry, you made me do morning and night prayers now. And Debbie, you've just done wonderful things for me, too. I just built I think I would call it a grotto to Mary in my backyard.
Oh, wonderful.
This statue and I really want to thank you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Here's my joke.
Okay.
Two old boys are out golfing, and they're talking, and they're asking, I wonder if there's golf in heaven. And they made a pact. They said, the first one to die, let's try to get a message back if we can, and let the other one know. So, sure enough, about a week later, one of them passes away. And a couple days after that, the other guy gets a text message from a number he doesn't recognize. And the message reads, hey, good news. There is golf in heaven. But the bad news is, I see your name on Tuesday's tea time.
Oh, wow. That's
so that's
really
Father's joke at Mass.
That's good. Does your pastor like to tell jokes during his homilies, Mark?
He doesn't always, but when he does, they're good.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. So I have to tell you guys something really fast. Mark, you'll get a kick out of this. My dad was a really big golfer, and he used to play with the same group all the time. And there was this running joke that they had that there's going to be beautiful golf courses in heaven, but no golf balls. So when my dad died, we shoved a package of 3 golf balls in the casket.
Just
to make sure he had golf balls. So there you go, Mark. Oh, you hear the music. Thank you so much. This is amazing, Jerry. Our best clean joke show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please call us.
Turn to me and laugh about today.
A little bit of levity for you today. We take two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's our best clean joke show. Once a quarter, we do this. I was just going to tell one. Oh, there it is. Why did the skeleton skip the dance, Debbie?
Why?
He had no body to go with.
Oh, that's a good one. Since Marty and I are ballroom dancers, I'm going to tell him that one after we get done with the show. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones, but when a line becomes open, start dialing right now. We have like an on-deck circle. So 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We want to hear your best clean joke. Natalie's up next. She's driving through North Dakota, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Okay, what is the difference between a dog and a husband?
Debbie, I'll let you take a swing at this one.
I just have to hear the question. I don't even have to hear the answer. Okay, go ahead. What is the difference between a dog and a husband?
After 5 years, the dog's still excited to see you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I want to tell Marty that one, too.
Yeah.
That was a great one, Natalie. Thank you so much. You're driving. You did that really well. Did you pull over safely to the side of the road, or did you do that on Bluetooth?
I did it on speaker. I got a phone holder in my car.
Oh, cool. Cool. You sound great. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Natalie. Thanks for making us laugh. I can remember that joke. That's really a great one. Okay. Yeah.
Marty will appreciate it. Hopefully he'll appreciate it. The fact that it's a joke and not true, right?
Well, he might. I don't know. I'll have to text you and let you know if he appreciated it or not.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're going to Nick. How about Nick in Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
Good. I have just two quick jokes for you.
Okay.
One of them is, my friends advised me never to go to movies that have turkeys and pheasants in them because they're so full of foul language.
That's
and
a good
the other one is, there's a big sale going on in town. They have wigs for only $10 a piece. So I bought 3 of them for $30. I figured it wasn't too much to pay.
You had just the right timing on that, Nick, to make that effective. That was good. Yeah,
that was really good. I choked on that one. That was so funny. Oh, my goodness, Nick, that was really good. I like your delivery, too. You pause at all the right places.
Well, thank you very much. You have a blessed day, and thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah,
we're telling our best clean jokes today. If you've just tuned in, this is EWTN Radio, and it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Every day, it is your show, especially on certain shows like The Joke Show. If you've got a clean one, call us up and let Matt screen your call. We'll get you on the air at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, we're going to go. And by the way, Catholics do know how to laugh, and we have a lot of fun. And so this is a way of us showing this to the world of how we can laugh and enjoy each other. So please jump in and tell your best clean joke. Gary's up next in Middleburg Heights, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Gary.
Hello. How
are you doing?
So the married couple have a pretty good argument. And he takes off. He goes to the local bar, has too much to drink, of course. On the way home, he's going through a cemetery. He falls into an open grave for the next morning. Well, he wakes up in the morning, not knowing where he is. He's surrounded by dirt, kind of crawls out and hanging onto the edge, looking around. He says, oh, my God, this must be Revelations. I'm the first one to rise.
Wow. I was wondering how you were going to tie that in there, Gary. That was really good.
Okay, Gary, so I have to tell you something, because I get to do the pledge drives at The Rock, AM 1260 The Rock. And I want to tell you, folks from Ohio, you guys love to laugh. What is the deal with that?
I think we're born with it. We're so extremely friendly up here, you know.
That's true.
It's a blessing. It really is.
Yeah, that's true. They just love to laugh, Jerry. Everywhere I went in Ohio, everybody was smiling and laughing. It was so beautiful. So, Gary, you live in a little slice of heaven.
Yeah, that's very true. Extremely, extremely nice up here.
Yeah, praise God. Well, good. Good for you, Gary. Great job. Great contribution to our joke show. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to call in. And Mark has done likewise in Michigan. Mark is listening today on iHeartRadio. Hi, Mark.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, Mark. Go right ahead with your joke.
My father-in-law, he just passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we had his funeral this past Saturday. And a joke he told me around the time I married my wife, he said, you know, Mark, there's three rings. And I thought to myself, three rings. He says, the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Well, you know, in a way, that's true.
That
you know,
is true.
Marriage and family has been described as a great saint-making machine.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like your father-in-law had a great sense of humor, though. What, can you give us his first name? I want to put him in the prayer book, Mark.
We had an awesome service for him. We had a deacon come to the funeral home, and one of my daughters got to do a reading. And he was always the life of the party.
I love that. Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name?
Ray.
Ray. Okay. I put him in the book because I brought the prayer book out.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. Love you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
We love you, too.
Yeah.
I'm a revert to the faith, trying to get my family back in, working on it. So.
Yeah, well, we'll keep you in our prayers, Mark, and we're so grateful that you listen to the show regularly and spread the word about the show, and anytime you want to join us on any of the broadcasts, whatever the topic is, you're always welcome, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. Okay, Rich is up next in Springfield, Massachusetts, on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Rich.
How are you?
We're great now that you called.
Well, so a pastor stops at a tag sale and he buys a lawnmower. Now, he gets back to the rectory and he figures he's going to cut the grass. Well, he pulls the rope a couple times and the lawnmower doesn't start. So he goes back to the man who had the tag sale, and he says, this thing doesn't run. And the man says, I forgot to tell you, you have to swear at it. The pastor looks at him and he says, I haven't cursed in 30 years. The man says to him, keep pulling on the rope. You'll remember the words.
Oh, that's good. You had me laughing, Rich, just at the start of the joke with the pull starter on the mower. I remember those. I don't know do mowers even come out with those anymore on them?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know what's so funny about this? Just 2 weeks ago, my husband was outside chopping down these little trees, and he had this saw thing that he had to, and it wouldn't start. And in this, Rich, it's so funny you said that, because that is like so natural to have things come out of your mouth that aren't appropriate. And we have kids all around us in other backyards. And I'm like, Marty, you've got to control yourself here. You know, just pray to one of the saints to help you start this saw. And it was so funny, though, how you can tend to go to that level, right? And anyway, it's just a real life thing. But Rich, that's awesome. Thank you.
And that's we tend to be very adept at yelling at inanimate objects.
Exactly. But it is very natural, you know, like if a lawnmower doesn't start or you know, the weed thing doesn't start or whatever, it really is natural to get frustrated. Jerry, have you ever done, I've never seen you do lawn work.
Well, I do get frustrated at inanimate objects, Rich. I'm with you on that. I just sometimes get a little bit frustrated because I think, you know what, you're supposed to do what I want you to do, not the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich. It's a good reminder, though, that people are listening, because we have little kids, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they can hear it if you have backyards that, you know, come up against each other. Okay, Marty's calling in from Cleveland, Ohio, on The Rock. Hi, Marty.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the joke is this. An old guy decided to go out fishing one winter day, goes out to the lake, digs a hole in the ice, throws his line down in, waits a little bit, and all of a sudden he hears a voice. There are no fish under the ice. And then he said, digs another hole. Same thing. There are no fish under the ice. And he looks up, he goes, is that you, God? And all of a sudden, he hears a voice. No, this is the manager of the ice rink.
Oh, my God. You got me coughing on that one, Marty.
I knocked over the microphone. That was really good. Oh, my goodness. Good good job, Marty.
Have you ever been ice fishing, Marty?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I just, Debbie, I think about the people who do that ice fishing.
Oh,
I think,
me too.
Oh, man,
me
what
too.
Guts they have to do
doesn't,
that. You know?
Doesn't that seem like really, like, I don't know, cold?
Cold. I'm sure it's cold. It could be a lot colder if you fall in. Marty, thank you so much for making us laugh today. Jan is up next in Springfield, Missouri, listening on the Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Welcome.
My joke is, takes place on Christmas Eve. The organist said to the altar boys, I am going to play a little tune before you come out to light the candles. So he plays the angels lit the candles. And the boys are, oh, okay, we can do that. So it comes time to set up for Mass, and the organist plays, the angels lit the candles. Nothing happens. He plays a little louder. The angels lit the candles. Still nothing happens. A third time he plays, the angels lit the candles. And one of the little altar boys comes out and says, and the cat peed on the matches.
Oh, no. Well, we're both losing it.
Yeah, oh, my goodness, Jan. Jan, you got a great voice.
Thank you. Hey, I was waiting, and I was on the queue, and I never heard the punchline about the difference between a man and a dog. What was the punchline?
Oh, that was a really good one. Do you remember, Jerry? Because I wrote it down. I had to write it down about after five years. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, it says, Jan, after 5 years, a dog is still happy to see you.
Oh, that was good.
I know.
Yeah, that's, so was yours, Jan.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to tell my husband after the show, Jan, so I might be calling you if I'm heading to divorce court.
Well, God bless you both.
Thank
you. I'm having
Jan.
Surgery tomorrow. I would appreciate a little prayer.
Absolutely. I put you right under Therese. And, okay, I've got you there for surgery tomorrow. So let us know how it went, okay? Safe recovery.
I will.
Full recovery, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
God bless you, Jan. Thank you.
I'm glad I brought the prayer book out, because I have the joke book out. Now I brought the prayer book out, so I got both. Okay, Jerry, let's get a squeeze another joke in. And Carmen's up next in Rochester, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I'm calling the joke that I'm going to say dates way back, so I don't know how many people will remember it, but
okay.
I believe it was during the Matin Mass when they would say, and they still say, is Ecum Spiritu Tutu O. And mm-hmm. my brother was an altar boy, and he said that it was the Pope's phone number or God's phone number. So it's a joke.
Yeah. What was it again? Dominus Nobis. Vobiscum?
2-2-2-0.
Oh, at 2, yeah, right. Yeah, my mind is kind of funny, Carmen. It always kind of thinks in funny ways. So when I hear about the, like, Dominus Vobiscum, I always think Dominus Nabisco.
So do
I.
It's
right. That was right after it, right.
Yeah. So do I. I think the same thing. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Carmen, that was great. Thank you so much for waiting.
Thank you for waiting to get on.
Carmen.
Yes. Okay, before we get back to your jokes, George will be up next. I want to just share with our listeners about the Dr. Ray podcast. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is the Dr. Ray podcast. Dr. Ray Guarendi talks about parenting issues from diaper dilemmas to teenage traumas to college crisis. He tackles family, personal, and professional life issues in a straightforward and often humorous way. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts at EWTN Podcast Central. Just visit EWTN.com/podcasts today.
Okay, as Debbie said, George is next in Franklin, Wisconsin, listening on our wonderful friends at WSFI. Hello, George. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Good. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, the husband, he was rather concerned that his wife was losing her hearing. She was going deaf. So before he wanted to approach her on it, he thought, well, I better test her myself a little bit. So he waited till one evening. She was sitting in a chair reading a book, and he got a distance behind the chair. And he cocked his head on the side, and he says, honey, can you hear me? No answer. So he went halfway, and he cocked his head again to listen. Honey, can you hear me? No answer. So he got right in back of the chair, and he says, honey, can you hear me? So she slammed down the book and says, for the third time, yes.
That's a great
yeah, we
question.
Found out who really had the hearing loss. Yeah,
that's really great, George. I love the way you tell the story joke. I love the way you kind of the build up of it. That was excellent, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, yes. George. God bless.
That is wonderful.
All right, we're going to get to as many of you as we can. It's our Best Clean Joke Show. Once every 3 months, once a quarter, we do this. Angel is next, calling from Lafayette, Louisiana, listening on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Angel. Welcome.
Hi, yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cows?
No!
That was good. Where did you come across
so
that joke?
We have to keep several clean jokes in our tool bag ready at any time.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I think in today's culture we don't tell enough, you know, funny clean jokes just to kind of break the ice or, you know, give each other a little bit of a laugh. But Angel just did that for us, Debbie. That was great.
That was great. Angel, thank you so much. We appreciate the call and the joke. You know why we don't tell a lot of jokes anymore? Do you want to know why? I think.
Yeah.
Because we're in this culture that everybody's afraid to speak. And, you know, they've said that comedians have had a hard time on stage because you have
right?
to be politically correct all the time. And so they don't want to be offensive.
Mm.
Yeah, I was reading a story about one comedian in general that said that they're actually thinking of giving up the career because it's not fun anymore. Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. We have nice clean jokes here and this is all good and they're family yeah. friendly. Okay, Veronica's up next in Westfair, Massachusetts on the iCatholic radio app. Hi, Veronica.
Hi, how you doing?
We're good.
Doing
great. We're good. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so here's the thing, okay? I know a lot of jokes about retired people, but none of them work. And I tell you a chemistry joke, but I know I wouldn't get a reaction. I mean, I once told a joke about amnesia, but I forgot how it goes. You know, so... You know, the other day, I told my therapist about my bad memory, but I don't remember what she said. So, I have a question. You know, if you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
If you don't pay your exorcist, that's one for Adam, Debbie.
Okay, I have to tell you, Veronica, you went right into character. You are so good at that. Do you do this for a living? You are so good.
Oh my gosh, no. This is the first time I've even called any radio show in my entire life.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah, and so this is, it's a blessing to like, that you guys are doing this, you know what
yeah.
I mean? I'm
yeah.
literally at work right now. I'm a home health aide for veterans.
Wow,
good for you.
Thank you.
So, you know, yeah, so I listen to the show all the time. You have no idea. I can't even, it's groundbreaking how much this radio has affected me. And I'm not even a Catholic, you know, I'm a Christian, you know.
Wow.
And I'm learning so much outside of what you know, I, because I study the Word every day. I live in the Word. I breathe it. I eat it. I drink it. Like, it's, I don't know what I do without the Word. But you guys are bringing it, like, front and center in so many ways that are literally linking up with my life, my everyday life and thanks trials and tribulations. So
Love that. We love it. Thank
you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's believable, obviously, because, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, but it's profound.
So, okay, so Veronica, thank you so much for sharing that and saying everything. We're so glad you're a first-time caller. We hope you call us again. And Veronica, you know, you have a ton of beautiful Catholic churches in Massachusetts. So, you know, if you're feeling drawn to EWTN, you might be drawn right into the Catholic Church. So just remember, you have beautiful churches there. So you may want to just visit a few and see if what kind of classes or what kind of resources they can continue to provide you.
Thank you. That's confirmation. God bless you guys.
Oh. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. God bless you.
That was a beautiful call. I love her name, Veronica. I love that name.
Yeah. And obviously your comments were inspired by the Holy Spirit, who's, you know, all over that call right there, I think. Just beautiful phone call. Veronica, thank you again. Good. Well, we got time for a few more. So we've got some of you, many of you still on the line. Chris in St. Louis, listening on Sirius XM 130 is next. Hi, Chris. We want to hear your joke. Welcome.
Yes, this one requires a little bit of audience participation. So, okay. Jerry and Debbie, please ask me why I love fried chicken.
Chris, why do you love fried chicken?
Because.
Oh, my. That's good.
My kid's favorite joke to cringe at.
So. To cringe at, yeah. I love that. But they do laugh, right, Chris? Your kids laugh.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah. They can't help but laugh. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm just thankful for you two. We have seven kids, and I am a revert. My wife is starting OCIA classes in September.
Nice.
And our two adult children are going to be going through OCIA with her as well.
Oh, beautiful.
And so, just very blessed by everything on EWTN, and we found a great parish, and just a very exciting time for our family.
It sounds beautiful. Like it. Wow.
And I put your whole family in the books. We'd love to journey with you. So keep us posted on how it's going. Oh, how exciting, Jerry.
Yeah. Praise God. Chris, you go with our prayers. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Seven kids. What an amazing
family.
Seven
kids. I know.
Yeah. We can get to a couple more here. Bernadette in Massachusetts, listening on Alexa today. Hi, Bernadette.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So it's on your screener. This is not like a Catholic or God-related joke. It's just kind of funny.
That's cool,
right? What should you do when you see a spaceman?
What?
You should park, man.
Oh. Wow. Well, you know what, Bernadette? It's funny you told this joke because, as you probably know from listening to the show, I'm back in the seminary after 30 years, and I'm out in Weston, Massachusetts, probably not far from where you are. And we had an occasion to go to the cathedral downtown for Mass the other day, and boy, finding a space, man, was not easy. Yeah.
Too funny. I love it. Thanks, Bernadette. That was great. We can get to our last caller, Jer.
Yeah. Hope I have the name right. Giannina in Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Was I close on the name, Giannina?
Very good. Very good.
Awesome. Well, you will wrap up the show for us today. So welcome.
Well, thank you. All right. So a pastor was scheduled to give Mass Sunday morning, but it was such a beautiful day and he really wanted to go golfing. So he called a friend to come and cover for him at Mass, and he goes to the golf course. Well, St. Peter is talking to God and they're watching this, and he says, "Do you see what he's doing?" God says, "Yes, I see." He says, "I hope you're going to do something about it." And he says, "I've got it. I've got it." So the pastor is on the golf course and he hits the ball and he gets a hole in one. And St. Peter looks at God and says, "What kind of punishment is that? He's wanted a hole-in-one his whole life." And God looks at St. Peter, smiles, and says, "Yes, but who can he tell?
Oh, wow. Oh, that is good. What a great way. Good. Janina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For listening and calling in from Florida. Wow.
Jerry, I think we broke a record today. Take Two Family did 22 jokes coming in from the family. Yeah.
God bless you guys. We could get to 122 if we had more time, but that's going to wrap it up for today on the Feast of St. Louis of France.
Yep.
Tomorrow's topic is unscripted, so if you didn't get on today to tell your joke, you can, or anything else you want to talk about tomorrow on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day.